Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The winds of change are blowing through Raider Nation, and Silver and Black Today keeps you up to date with the latest news and views about your Las Vegas Raiders.
Touchdown, Las Vegas!
With insight, opinions, and interviews, we're on the cutting edge of what's happening now. Now, with the latest on your Raiders and the NFL, your host, Scott Goldbranson and Mo Moten.
Welcome back, Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. How's everybody doing? I know it sucks watching those two teams occupy the Death Star in preparation for the big game on Sunday, of course, which is the Super Bowl. I'm going to say Super Bowl. They can sue me. Anyway, welcome back. We're here to talk Raiders. Scott Goldbranson, Mo Moten with you. By the way, if you don't already subscribe to the podcast, you're dead to me. No, I'm kidding. Just please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get it. Just look for Silver and Black Today. Doesn't matter where you get your audio. Check it out. Subscribe. Put on the auto download. That'll help us significantly. Also, it helps you because guess what? When we have a new show, you don't need to worry about it. It's just going to be pushed right to your device, and we appreciate that. Also, for our YouTube audience or wherever you're watching us on video, we certainly appreciate you being with us. Hit the subscribe button. Also, the notifications bell. Very, very important. You fail the test if you don't hit the notifications bell. So hit it, do that, and then also leave us a thumbs up there. Leave comments. The live chat is always lively. Lively live chat. Alliteration, Mo. My college writing professor would be happy. So we appreciate that. Mo Moten, he's my partner. He's my buddy. He is Midtown Mo. We haven't called him that in a bit, so we got to bring that out. But Midtown Mo's sort of, I think that whole, he's got a shirt on, absolutely. And of course, the Midtown Mo Saturday morning cartoons on the way. Everything's working. The cereal, the candy bar. It's an avocado candy bar, but that's beside the point. So we're working through that. Anyway, Mo Moten, he is the senior NFL writer at Bleacher Report. If you don't read his work there, it's all through the NFL. You can learn a lot. So make sure you read Mo. Also, Mo hosts some Raiders live, Bleacher Report lives. So you got to keep track of that. See, you got to put all this on your calendar. Anyway, if you go to the Bleacher Report app and sign up for it, you can get a notification there. So every time Mo's live there, guess what? You'll know. Mo's Bleacher Report live in it, in Midtown, stepping out of the limo. So do that. Also, follow him on x.com at Mo Moten, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. And yes, he's single. I am at LV Gully, L-V-G-U-L-L-Y. And even though you won't ask, I am not single. That's okay. 27 years of marriage. I love it. Okay. And I love my wife. So there we go. Got through that stuff. Today's show, great. We're just stocked with stuff. We're going to do this first segment, kick off a little bit of news. In the second segment, great young reporter and expert in the area of quarterbacks, the NFL draft, Chrissy Freud from the Sporting News will be with us. She's also Air Raid certified and has been very good. We were going to bring her on to talk about Cliff Kingsbury, Mo, right? That's you and I on the same day. You're like, hey, we should do this. I was like, oh my gosh, I just contacted her. We were thinking on the same wavelength, but now we're going to talk with Chrissy instead of the air raid offense. She's certified in the air raid offense, and Mike Leach was a mentor for her. But instead, we're going to switch to quarterbacks. We're going to talk about, she was at the Senior Bowl, so we're going to talk about quarterbacks and the Raiders' future at quarterbacks. And then in the third segment, we turn it over to you. We're going to take your calls in the Raider Nation mailbag, as well as some emails. So we're looking forward to that. All right, Mo, official, Getsy is the offensive coordinator. We know it's official because the Raiders said so. No one would believe it until they said so. Just kidding. But the reporting ended up being accurate. And this time, the candidate did not pull out. And Luke Getsy is officially the guy. We also saw that Antonio Pierce, with the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Antonio Pierce is making the rounds, doing interviews for the first time as the full-time head coach. A lot of what we've heard, especially the same kind of, I think, narrative we heard from him in the Sporting Tribune piece that he wrote. And he also talked a little bit about the quarterback situation, and we'll get into that here in a minute. But Antonio Pierce was asked about Cliff Kingsbury turning out and the whole Getsy situation. He said, I don't talk about people unless they're Raiders. Okay, we got that. The reports were that initially the Raiders would not give him a third year on the contract. That's now been contradicted by other reports that say, yes, they gave him the third year, but instead he just chose Washington. And guess what? Some dude named Magic Johnson had a little bit to do with that. We're past that drama now, Mo, but Luke Getsy comes in. He's got to get a chance now. We'll see what he's able to do. But the reason we got Chrissy on today is what we talked about last episode, which is they got to get a quarterback if anybody's going to be successful.
Right. The quarterback position is going to dictate how successful Luke Getsy is going to be. In my opinion, now there are some coordinators who just aren't very good, no matter who their quarterback is. And there are some coordinators who are pretty good, no matter who their quarterback is. So maybe Luke Getsy is one of those. We'll see. But I think that it obviously helps to have a quarterback who's on a fast track to being a franchise player, kind of like CJ Stroud. Not that the quarterback has to be as good as CJ Stroud, because I think he surprised a lot of people, although some people like us, Scott. Yeah. But he would be good. He was still very impressive in how he didn't turn the ball over a whole lot and led the Houston Texans to the playoffs. I'm not saying the Raiders quarterback has to be CJ Stroud for Luke Getsy to be successful, but that quarterback has to be ready, in my opinion, from day one, because if it's not a rookie quarterback, it's Aiden O'Connell, who, in my opinion, doesn't really fit what Luke Getsy's used to or accustomed to coaching, or it could be a veteran quarterback that may cost you a lot or isn't very mobile.
Well, and Mo, I think too, one of the things that I've seen a lot of folks, and you and I interact with a lot of our viewers and readers as well. And the one thing I see from a lot of people, besides the fact that they're very excited about Antonio Pierce and all that stuff, and he's doing that victory tour right now, and it's great. He's speaking right, everything he's saying, he's not talking a lot of football. We're not gleaming anything from Antonio Pierce right now. It's all rah-rah stuff for the fans, which is great. They're getting excited about it, and I can appreciate that. But when we look at the situation with quarterback, I hear a lot of them say, well, we got to move up. We got to get up to 1, 2, or 3. You and I have talked about it on numerous occasions that it's easier said than done. Those teams have to want to trade down. We're hearing a lot of stuff. Again, we called this lying season. We don't know if Chicago is willing to trade out. We just don't. We also heard in the last few days that New England is very interested in trading out of 3. They don't want to trade down too far. So maybe they're in play at 3 for the Raiders, as well as Washington maybe wanting to move up to number 1. So does Washington give up a huge bounty to Chicago to just move up one spot? They may. They got Cliff Kingsbury, the Caleb Williams thing. I know that all sounds romantic. I still don't see it happening. I just don't see the Bears doing it, but anything is possible. Then we hear over the last few days, Jaden Daniels, we hear that from Albert Breer. This is not some wacko on the internet. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, very, very reliable insider in the NFL, said that the Raiders really want to make a play to get to the top of the draft, and specifically Jaden Daniels. Antonio, look, you look at Antonio Pierce's coaching staff, you look at everybody who's been brought in around Antonio Pierce, with the exception of Tom Telesco, and they all have relationships with Antonio Pierce. Jaden Daniels is that kid. He obviously was a coach at Arizona State when that happens. His mother helped Antonio Pierce with recruiting there, with some violations. We'll get into that a different time. But nonetheless, they are very familiar with one another. So there seems to be, at least this initial report, that the Raiders might want that guy. And so we might see the Raiders give up a lot of capital, Mo, to move up as far as they can in this draft. We've talked about that before here.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
So two things here. If you remember, Scott, after I believe after the Denver Broncos win, I believe Jayden Daniels was in the Raiders locker room.
Yes,
so
he was.
That tells you everything you need to know about his connection with Antonio Pierce. So it was blatantly clear that the Raiders would be interested in him. But what did I also say about a week or two ago? I said there's a very, very slim, remote chance that the Raiders can get into the top three. But the one team that I think it could happen with for the Raiders is the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Because, as I 100%. Said, it's not a guarantee that the Patriots, who are third in the order, are going to want that third top-tier quarterback. I know we all look at whoever is the leftover, I should say leftover, but the third quarterback available out of the top three. We all think that Patriots should take that quarterback, right? Because that quarterback is head and shoulders above the second-tier group of quarterbacks. But we don't know what Gerard Mayo and that staff is thinking. They may think we want Drake May, and if we can't get Drake May or Caleb Williams, we're not interested in Jayden Daniels. We'll trade down. We'll get Bo Nix or you know, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, someone else. So I think while it's a very slim chance the Raiders get into the top three, the one team I could see it happening with in a blockbuster deal is New England Patriots, because we don't know what their draft board looks like, and they may like Bo Nix more than Jayden Daniels. That may seem blasphemous to a lot of people, but it may be their perspective.
But Mo, you say it all the time on this show. You don't know. Like, you don't know. Everybody's got different tastes. Just because, look, I think it's universal Caleb Williams is going number one. I've read three things this week talking about Caleb Williams is, whether you agree or not, I have a lot of you armchair folks out there who tell me he's not very good. He is the LeBron James of the NFL draft. Remember when LeBron came? This is like, you can't miss on the guy. You had Wembanyama this year in the NBA, same thing. This is what the story and the narrative, and it's not just his agent doing that. That is the belief. So to your point, if you're not going to get Caleb Williams, then you have guys there. And if you like somebody, you like somebody. Now, I would also say that the Patriots to me seem like a team, because they have so many needs, Mo, they seem like a team who might be looking more for a bridge quarterback, or looking in the trade market. That could be a location for Justin Fields. If Justin Fields isn't a guy Las Vegas is interested in anymore because of the Getsy thing, that might be a guy who could very easily find himself in New England. So I think New England's situation, I think you're right. I think the targeting of that number three spot is probably the best bet, even though I still think it's an outside shot.
Right. And even if New England wants to trade back, the Raiders are still going to have competition for that third spot, because they're going to be several other teams that may be interested in Jayden Daniels as well.
Correct.
And they're going to put in their offer to get up to the top three as well. So the Raiders are going to have to be aggressive with their offer, because I know there are a lot of listeners out there who say, don't give up the farm. No matter what, don't give up the farm, because you'll cripple your future and have all of these issues down the line. I say this, if you get the quarterback position right, it makes it a lot easier to fill out the rest of your roster, because now that you feel like you have your quarterback of the future, now you're not spending money on a quarterback in free agency. Now you're not adding an extra wide receiver or running back to help a quarterback that you think is lesser than the quarterback that you wanted. So instead of building around a quarterback that may be average or not your top choice, now you have confidence in that quarterback and you're not spending capital in other places.
Right. And again, maybe we need to tattoo it on our foreheads. The most valuable position to be in the NFL is to have a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, right? That's how the Chiefs built. You've seen it around. That's how Houston's building right now. And so whatever the Raiders need to do, I'm a fan of them being very aggressive. I know that makes people nervous, but guess what? You got future compensation. We've talked all through that here on the show. And I just think you need to do that. I mean, Dan Orlovsky on ESPN said, look, the Raiders are right there, but they just need a quarterback. They have to get a quarterback. If they don't have a quarterback, I think, look, I've said the Raiders will be a playoff team next year. If they don't get a quarterback, I think they're where they're at this year. they're below 500 or right around that area, give or take a game, maybe even lose two more, win two more. Who knows? But you got to get over that hump. Rookie head coach, new OC, new mood in the building. You've got to get excitement around that quarterback position. It is a quarterback league. No, you don't build the offensive line first. Yes, you can do it at the same time. So we'll see. But we're going to talk quarterbacks as we end this first segment. Coming up after the break, Chrissy Freud from the Sporting News is going to join us. She's going to talk to us about all these college quarterbacks. We'll also ask her about a couple quarterbacks in the NFL. There's some guys out there I'm interested in who kind of just disappeared, but they're sitting on the bench, and might they get another chance in the NFL? We'll talk about them, including Stetson Bennett. Remember him from Georgia? Mo, remember him? Mm-hmm. We're going to ask her about that. There's nobody better to talk about quarterbacks. She's fresh off the Senior Bowl, so we will talk to Chrissy Freud after the break here. You're with Mo and Scott. This is Silver and Black Today. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.